This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقتل نفس ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل من دمها لأنه أول من سن القتل. Whenever a life is being taken, whenever a person is being killed, ظلماً, out of transgression and injustice, then there will be a portion of sin and blame on the son of Adam, the first son of Adam, to go and to commit this atrocity. Because he is the first one to start it or to initiate the whole process, the whole act of killing somebody else, murdering someone else. And obviously this hadith, which is narrated by Imam Bukhari, is in reference to the killing of Qabil to his brother Habil in the story which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And whilst this story is specific and it is obviously relating to killing, there is a wider implication for it, and there's a lesson to learn there. First of all, that it's very important to know that when you initiate, you are the source, you are the one behind an act of evil. You are somebody who brings this to the world. You are the somebody who opens people's eyes to it. Then you are going to be getting a portion of blame for any time somebody also acts in this way. SubhanAllah, so think about the people who, I don't know, some people who, the person who initiated stealing, the person who initiated lying, the person who initiated fornication, zina, adultery, the person who brought about pornography, introduced that to the world, the person who introduced alcohol, the person who introduced idolatry, and so on and so forth. There are people out there who, you know, thinking that they had brought a great idea or had brought something new, something innovative, which might in their mind be for entertainment, for leisure, for recreation, or for some aspect of shirk that they thought would be helpful, you know, or worshipping an idol, whatever. Anybody who follows in that path will get the sin. And subhanAllah, it's very important for us to be aware of this in this matter, because obviously it can still have that influence on us. Because till today, people are coming up with these new ideas, new drugs, new modes of deception, new identity thefts, lots of things and ways of conspiracy and unfortunately evil planning. So they are getting a share of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and beware of what you are doing, and try to be amongst those who are truthful and righteous.